Ah, hello, son. Come on in and sit down.
Not that.
Now, I want to have this talk with you because, well, you've turned 18.
Yeah, I can do everything now.
Not everything, son, no. But there are things that I've opened up to, yes, quite right. Well, being 18 kind of means you're a man now. Of course, you've still got a long way to go, but you're a good boy, son.
Thank you, Dad.
You're a hard worker, a fast learner. You've got a good sense of humor, which I actually thought you got from me. And I think you're going to do real well in the world.
Thank you, Dad. It's important when it comes from you.
Well, why is that, son?
Well, because you're my dad.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about. Now, something's kind of come to my attention that's kind of knocked me for six.
What's that, Dad?
Well, you know, some guys at work, we got drinking together, and we all decided we're all going to do a DNA test without any of the children knowing or the wife. So we all did it, and all the other guys turned out fine, except mine.
What do you mean, Dad? You mean you took some sample from me or something?
That's right, son. I took it from your cheek when you were sleeping.
What do you mean you're not my dad? You are my dad.
Not according to the DNA test, son.
Yeah, you're joking with me, aren't you, Dad? Surely.
I'm afraid I'm not, son, no. I got a good sense of humour, but I would never joke about something like this. Man, I guess I should get used to not calling you son, I suppose. And you shouldn't be calling me dad, really. But you'll always be my son, actually, in my mind. And, you know, you'll be the same to me. I will do anything for you if I can.
So who is my real dad, then?
Well, I don't know. Maybe your mother does. Listen, me and your mother are going to get divorced, obviously. And maybe you should ask her if she knows who the real father is.
How could she live with a lie like that for so long?
Well, that's what femmes do, son, I'm afraid. I probably had a better job and better prospects than the guy she went with.
I want to kill my mother.
Now, 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 son, no, no. If you kill her, you won't be able to find out who the father is and who your real father is. Now, I can understand you're very angry, and actually so am I. I did debate not to tell you at all, but that would mean you were living a lie, which obviously a lot of young men and children are, because the mother never really gets found out. And of course, in hindsight, there were some things about you that were different than me completely.
Maybe the DNA test wasn't right, Dad. Maybe it's wrong.
Yeah, I hope that too, son. That's why I did another one and sent it to a different place, and the results were the same. So did you ever think of anything different that I wasn't your dad any time?
Well, once, Dad, when I was about 10, and people were bullying me at school because of it.
What, were we different build, that sort of thing?
Not really. You see, Dad, you're white, and I'm black.
Yeah, I know. Your mother said it was just a throwback on her side or something. But I guess she was lying, like she's been lying to us all along.
I don't want nothing to do with my mother now. Nothing.
That's fully understandable, son. She's basically ruined two people's lives with her lies.
So, Dad, what? I'm sorry, I don't mean to call you a dad, but it's a habit, you know.
That's right. I quite like it.
But why doesn't the government make it mandatory for DNA tests done on pregnancies?
Because they know how much the femmes lie about it, and they would be footing the bill for the children, and not the man they're going with or married to. It's unfortunately all comes down to money. It's far better to pretend to the man it's their child. And unfortunately, a lot of men die, not even knowing the truth. And generally, femmes get found out by a pure accident.
I'm going to go on for a long walk now, Dad.
Yeah. You're not thinking of doing anything stupid, are you, son?
No. I wouldn't give my mother the pleasure of that.
All right, son. We'll talk again when you get back. Even though I'm not your father, I'll always be here for you, son.
You are a good man, Stephen.
I honestly can't imagine what's going on inside his head right now. A once beautiful family has been destroyed by the most sadistic lie femmes can tell. And it's far more common than society thinks it is. Stay awake and aware, men. The femmes have become professional scammers without an ounce of morality about them. I'll catch you later.